This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill. Tad is a chartered retirement planning counselor and registered financial consultant. Tony is the co-founder and vice president of Freedom Financial Group and is a regular contributor to Kiplinger. Together, they are Birmingham's premier retirement planners. This is Retire with Freedom with Tad and Tony Hill.
Hello, everybody. This is Tad Hill. And as always, I am joined by my wonderful and talented wife, Tony. Tony, how are you doing today?
Great.
We're going to do a radio show. We also have the distinguished pleasure of having the world's greatest CPA back with us.
All right.
Buzz Coons with Pierce Bevel. Buzz, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure. So we're going to talk about tax stuff today. Buzz is going to tell you some things that you need to be aware of, ways to save on your taxes. We're going to talk about Will Rogers' wisdom. We're going to talk about say what you mean. So when you talk to financial people, how do you decipher their financial speak? And then we'll do our getting to know you segment. So we got a great show lined up for you. Stay tuned for all of it, because I don't think you're going to want to miss any of these things. Let's jump right in with the tax stuff. Buzz, what's the first thing on your mind today that you think folks need to be thinking about?
Well, as you guys know, the tax laws have changed. Yep. Beginning in 2018, we've got different rules. One of the rules is we've lost our personal exemption deductions, but they've given us a higher itemized deduction threshold. And especially pre-retirees and retirees, a lot of them now are not going to itemize. So one of the suggestions I'm having my clients do is to take their charitable contributions, if they're charitably inclined, and to let's pool them. Let's do 3 years of charitable contributions this year, put it in a donor-advised fund, and then get the deduction this year and itemize. Next year, we'll take the standard deduction. The subsequent year, we'll take the standard deduction, and then in the fourth year, we start over. So we're able to use those charitable contributions to lower our taxes by not spreading them out.
So if we just did it every year, if we just did our contribution every year like we probably typically do, then we're not going to be able to take advantage of that, probably.
Probably. It depends on the level of contributions.
Right.
Everyone needs to look at their situation to see if this would be something that would be helpful. But I found that it works for a lot of my clients.
Yeah. The people that we work with, the families that we help, most of them are very charitably minded. I know that you do our taxes, and you brought this to us, and Tony,
yeah, we
kind of thought it was a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer. I mean, it's like hitting all the caps, you know, do everything you can possibly do and get all of the deductions you want to do, and you're still doing a good thing for the charities that you want to do it. You're just able to do it ahead of time.
So, Buzz, let me ask you this. Do you think them raising the standard deduction, which is going to reduce the amount of itemized deductions that people do, or the amount of time they itemize, do you think that's a good thing or for people or not?
Well, I think
on average.
On average, it's a good thing. It is, because, gosh, half the people in the United States don't even file tax returns. And then you've got a good portion of the ones that do file who don't have a lot of itemized deductions. Maybe they're in the $15,000 to $18,000 range, but not reaching that $24,000 limit.
Got it. For the deductions.
So yeah. It actually will simplify the taxes for a lot of folks.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I've done the analysis. I'm not a CPA. But I've looked at it, and it looks like for most people, their taxes are going to go down a little bit.
Absolutely.
With the new tax law.
I would say most people will see a tax reduction.
All right. What else you got for us?
Well, this is kind of off income taxes, but something that I really see that's being overlooked a lot. And that is Alabama and county property taxes.
Okay.
And just talking a little bit about Jefferson County and Shelby County, because that's kind of the world I live in, I think you guys too.
Yeah.
But this applies to everyone in Alabama. But once you turn 65, you can go to your county property tax office and apply for a reduction in your taxes. It's the Alabama portion, not the city or county tax, but just the Alabama portion. And depending on what county you lived in, it can be a large amount. Especially if you live in Jefferson County over the mountain, maybe Shelby County over the mountain as well. I think Shelby County will take your applications anytime. You can go anytime during the year and present yourself, prove that you're 65 or over, you get the reduction. Jefferson County has a little bit tighter window, only from October 1st to December 31st. So all you have to do is go, take your driver's license, passport, something like that, birth certificate that will prove your age, and you automatically get the reduction.
That's wonderful. Why not do that?
and that's, you know, one of the things I'm sitting here thinking, you know, the donor advised fund, this thing about the property taxes, it never ceases to amaze me, no matter what you're doing, whether it has to do with financial planning, retirement planning, taxes, the law, you know, if you're doing estate planning, healthcare planning, all the things that go into retirement planning, really, it never ceases to amaze me how many things there are, potential things that you can be taken advantage of.
That get overlooked.
Yeah.
And the laws change a lot. I mean, things like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, new opportunities. Some of them get shut down. Some of them open up. And if you don't know about it, I mean, it's the same thing when we talk about how do you take Social Security. If you just call Social Security, you're going to get an answer. But, I mean, with good planning, you can figure out different ways to really maximize your opportunities.
And that's exactly right. So the point here is, for people that are doing their own taxes, or they're working with somebody that's just doing what I call forensic tax analysis. In other words, send me all your stuff and I'll tell you what you owe. Mm-hmm. Right? That's a big difference between doing forward-looking planning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's one of the things we've appreciated about Buzz, is he sat down with us and said, look, we should be doing this and this and this and this and this. And this is going to save you taxes. And if I may be so bold, I think we do the same thing.
Right.
For people that are trying to figure out how to retire.
Because you can miss some opportunity.
There's no question about it. When it comes to pension decisions, Social Security, you know, people are exposing themselves to a level of risk typically that they are shocked by when they really understand it. So I was telling a very sweet lady the other day, I can't stop the market from crashing, but I can stop a market crash from ruining your retirement.
Right.
And if you're just working with somebody that's managing your money, or if you're working with somebody that's just telling you how much tax you owe, I think there's a large percentage chance that you're missing great opportunities. So if you would like to take advantage of that, we're willing to sit down with you and help you figure that out. Are there things you're missing? And if not, great, we'll let you know that. But if there are really good opportunities to protect yourself, your family, pay less in taxes, have more income in retirement, be able to spend confidently so you're not worrying about running out of money. If those are things that matter to you, I would strongly encourage you to take advantage of the offer I'm about to give you, which is we will sit down with you in person and analyze that for you and let you know, are you missing opportunities? And if so, when would you want to know? Now, while you can do something about it, or later when it's too late. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, give us a call in the next 10 minutes. Anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes. Now, we do ask that to qualify for the free offer, you've got at least $500,000 or more saved for retirement. But if so, call in the next 10 minutes. We will sit down with you personally, one-on-one, and walk you through exactly how to figure this out. 205-988-0006. That's 988-0006. Call anytime in the next 10 minutes. So if you're driving, don't run into anybody. Pull over. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. So, again, we're here with Buzz Koons, the greatest CPA in the world. And Buzz, is that your official title, or did I just give you that?
Thanks to you. That's my title.
That's what Buzz does. You know, let me say the other thing about Buzz and working with Buzz that I think is really great. It is easy to make something complex like taxes and finances and stuff. It's easy to make a complex topic more complex.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to CPAs before, and they're using this talk about, you know, they'll call something a bonus when really it means I'm getting taxed a bunch. I'm like, that doesn't feel like a bonus to me. So, you know, the thing I really love about you and the way you communicate is, and when people really know their stuff, they can take a complex topic like taxes and stuff and make it simple. That's when somebody really understands and in detail and very deeply what they're talking about, because they can make it simple so everybody can understand.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I understand taxes better than your average bear, but most CPAs I talk to, they might as well be speaking Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
And when I go through and we have those conversations, that's not the, so I just think that's a really good point, Tony.
That's what Buzz does.
So do what Buzz does.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got for us?
Well, something interesting that's changed again with the new tax laws, entertainment expenses are no longer deductible.
Yeah.
Dang.
We're pretty bummed about that one.
Yeah.
So that's like show tickets, golf course fees, football tickets. Those things are kind of all gone now.
Yeah, because we do a lot of, you know, events for our clients and things like that. And so that's definitely.
But now, Tom, is there there's a difference if you have like, all, if it's open to, you know, aren't there some.
Well, if it's educational. What are all the kind of, what are the nuances there?
Well, I think if it's.
And not to interrupt, but I think this probably applies mostly to business owners, would you say?
Sure. Or maybe, well, people that can, I guess, that sales
entertain,
people that take
entertain
people
clients.
Out.
Yeah.
We're still kind of learning what may or may not qualify.
Oh, wow.
But some of the events you're talking about, I think, likely would be tax deductible. Even meals and entertainment, there's still a lot of talk among CPAs and tax advisors about what this is going to bring. And we're going to learn more in the next month or so. So
that means we're going to have to bring you back on. You're going to have to agree.
More breaking news. More
you're going to have to agree to come back to let us know what the results of that analysis
this
are.
This has been an interesting year for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that will be deductible, like a holiday party. That will still be deductible.
Well, so I think every day's a holiday.
Yeah, I was about to say we'll just have a holiday. You know, we'll figure out a holiday every quarter.
Groundhog's Day. All right.
So we don't want to evade taxes, but we do want to legally avoid as much as we can.
Right.
All right. That's good information. Entertainment expenses are no longer deductible. It's depressing, but it's good to know. What else you got?
Well, I've had a lot of questions from clients about what if I'm doing work for a charity? You know, I'm doing work, and there was a recent case where a lawyer was doing work for a charity. His normal hourly rate is $250 an hour. He worked 100 hours for the charity. He claimed a $25,000 charitable deduction on his tax return. Unfortunately, that was not allowed. So, so your labor is not a charitable deduction. It's really going to be limited to your out-of-pocket expenses.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Well, because, I mean, that kind of makes sense to me. I mean, if you're donating your time to charity, usually that's... You're being charitable. You're kind of doing that.
Well, yeah, but if you're giving money, you're being charitable, and that's deductible.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And if your time is how you get paid, the darn IRS. All right, so we're as we wrap up this segment, you guys stay tuned. We're going to continue on with Buzz Coons, the greatest CPA in the world. We've got a couple other questions for him. But before we go to break, if you would like to figure out your retirement, if you've got questions, can you retire? Do you have enough money to retire? How are you going to replace your paycheck? Do you need to work longer? If so, how much longer? Do you think you need to work longer and really you don't? Those are the kind of questions that we get all the time. And our Retire with Freedom process is specifically designed to nail those questions down for you so you're not guessing. Because one thing I can tell you is this is not something you want to guess at.
Right.
So if you would like to nail that down for yourself, your family, have a high degree of confidence that you can retire, spend confidently, not run out of money, and not have to worry about it. We will sit down with you at no cost and help you figure that out. We will do that for anybody that calls in the next 15 minutes. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement, but if so, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Let me say this. I don't know how you're going to feel once we're done getting together, but I can tell you that our intention is that you're going to feel like it's some of the best time you've ever spent, and I have a high degree of confidence that that will happen. I can't make promises. It's a rule in our industry. I can't promise you that you will walk away with this or that or the other thing, but I can tell you that we've done this for hundreds and hundreds of people in the Birmingham area. And we think it's one of the most valuable things you can do. I would encourage you to find out for yourself. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
Coming up next, we're going to continue talking tax stuff with Buzz, and then we're going to take some words of wisdom from Will Rogers. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Why choose Freedom Financial Group to handle your retirement? Because we provide objective advice and concierge service. Investments, insurance, retirement planning, all at one location. We also partner with qualified attorneys and CPAs to provide complete financial strategies for our clients. We use a variety of investment and insurance products to custom design retirement plans that can give clients a clear look at their future. And we help you stay on the path toward financial independence. If you don't want to do it yourself and want to work with a team to create a financial strategy for your future, give us a call, 205-988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Would you rather get retirement advice from someone who doesn't know anything about you or Freedom Financial Group? 205-988-0006. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
And we're back. We are here with Buzz Coons from Pierce Bevel. Buzz is going through some awesome tax stuff for us. Buzz, you were mentioning something off the air that I get all the time. And it's voicemails from people saying, you know, if you don't call right now, you are going to be thrown in a dungeon because you owe the IRS $400 trillion. And that's exactly what they say. I've recorded it.
I know.
But it's something similar, right? Tony, do you get these?
I haven't gotten one.
You're
serious? No, I haven't personally gotten one. No, you have personally gotten one?
Absolutely.
How come you never tell me this thing?
I don't know. I don't, you know, I guess
you
it's
hang
just
up on them.
We don't talk enough.
Yeah.
You and I just don't see each other very often.
Yeah, that's
We work
true.
Together. We live together.
You just leave out that stuff.
There's just never an opportunity.
Well, but I have heard of, you know, I've had clients or have heard people say that they've gotten.
So what's up with these things, Buzz?
Well, they're picking on a lot of seniors, but They're getting phone calls where someone purports to be an IRS employee, and they said that your taxes are delinquent and it has to be corrected immediately, or there's going to be a huge penalty, or you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
What they want from you is a wire transfer, a prepaid debit, or a gift card. Believe it or not, could you imagine the IRS asking for a gift card?
we'll even take a gas card if you give us one.
A gift card to Best Buy.
Or maybe they just want a golf trip. We'll take a golf trip. You can pay us in.
Well, and I've even heard.
Bitcoin.
So on this same topic, you know, scams against seniors, I've even heard where people call and they impersonate like their grandchildren.
Oh, I know. That
you know,
like,
hell, grandma, this is, you know,
this
is
bail money.
Johnny and I'm in jail or whatever, or, you know, I mean, so.
That's so terrible.
Anytime you're getting calls from somebody and they're saying, you better send money now or else, you can pretty much guarantee that that's a scam.
Absolutely. The IRS is not going to call you unless you have a prearranged appointment with them to talk to them on the telephone. So those are absolutely 100% all scams.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. That just stinks that people get ripped off by
well,
that stuff.
And you know, so I'll say this. So this is, you think, oh, well, who would be gullible enough to fall for that? I'll get these voicemails, and like for the first 20 seconds or something, I'm going, oh, my gosh. And then I go, oh, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, even me.
Your first instance.
Although the kids say I'm starting to get senile.
They don't think you're senile.
Not yet, maybe. All right. So, Buzz, you were telling us a funny story about a tax thing. And since this also has to do with a radio show, I thought this would be good to throw in there. Tell us about what you – I didn't even know this happened, but tell us about it.
Well, as you know, you can call the IRS, and they'll put you in a queue, and they're going to put you on hold. So there was a lady, and this is an actual case, where she called the IRS and was put on hold that she might have to wait several minutes for. Well, in the meantime, she's also on hold for a television show called Howard Stern.
Oh, wait, it was his TV show, yeah. Not his radio show?
Yeah.
I think it was his TV show.
Oh, okay. All
was
right.
she multitasking? I mean, that's some multitasking right there. I need to talk to Howard Stern at the IRS. I mean, what was she doing?
So she's on hold for Howard Stern and the IRS, which is an interesting combination.
It is, okay, really, right. It is.
Subsequently, the IRS picks up first, so they're a little bit quicker than Howard. And as she starts to
that
talk...
That doesn't say much for Howard right there. Cause...
As she starts to explain her tax situation to the IRS employee, Howard Stern picks up and airs it on the television and played the whole show.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I watched it. No, I'm kidding. I have not watched Howard Stern. But she subsequently sued Howard Stern and the IRS for a privacy of her tax information. It was thrown out of court, and she's appealed.
Wow.
Well, so you know, you would never think of Howard Stern as airing somebody's dirty laundry.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Wait, that was supposed to be
that
funny.
That is funny, because here's what I'm thinking. It's kind of like, y'all remember a long time ago when the lady actually sued McDonald's because the coffee was hot and she spilled it in her lap and then she won? I mean, who doesn't know that coffee's hot? I mean, if you've got Howard Stern on one line and the IRS on the other, I mean, you kind of are getting I mean, I'm with the court on that. Maybe you just go like, really?
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to call Howard Stern? I mean, do you got your taxes figured out?
All right, so let's move on to our getting to know you segment. Tony, open the envelope.
All right.
Envelope, please.
All right, I'm going to ask the question because I have no idea what I'm going to answer, and hopefully y'all know this. I just now saw it. All right. All right, if you could call up anyone in the world and have a one-hour conversation, who would it be?
They have to be in the world. They have to be living?
I didn't say that. It just said anyone in the world. That's what the question says.
Yeah, so we get these questions. They're given to us that we have to kind of, we don't have a lot of time to prepare for this.
You answer it however you want because I'm still thinking.
All right, so if they didn't have to be living, I would love to have an hour-long conversation with Jesus. Because I would just love to actually, because you read the Bible and stuff, but I would like to just sit there and actually hear what he has to say and not, you know, from what was put down, you know, 2,000 years ago. I would actually just like to
have a
conversation. But if it has to be somebody living, because the question was very ambiguous.
Okay. What would you do?
In my opinion. A lot of ambiguity there.
Okay. You've got two, and I can't think of one.
Right.
You know he's not going to be speaking English.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to know, like,
speak
Hebrew.
Aramaic.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, he could figure it out.
Yeah. Maybe he'll just give you the ears to hear it.
There you go. I would have to say Eric Clapton. So,
ooh, that's a good one.
Tony, as you know, I'm a musician. I love music. I'm a guitar player. And
I'd listen on conference call to that one.
And I would just really love.
Yeah.
So I had an experience. I know you remember this, but I went to one of these, hey, come for a weekend and you get to jam with, with musicians, famous musician kind of things. And so one of the guys at this camp that I actually got paired up with was Ed King, who, if you don't know who Ed King is, he wrote Sweet Home Alabama. He wrote a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd's early hits.
Yeah.
He left the band kind of in the middle of their heyday.
Yeah.
And he actually lives in Tennessee now.
But, yep.
But we didn't spend as much time playing guitar as we did just asking him to tell stories about, you know, being in the
stuff.
Band.
Yeah.
And that was just the coolest thing ever. And I actually have one of my guitars signed by Ed King, but I would love to have a conversation with Eric Clapton.
That would be cool.
Buzz, how about you?
Well, being a big golfer, I would probably say Arnold Palmer. I grew up as a young child really idolizing Arnold. My mother loved him because she thought he was very handsome. So even though she wasn't a golfer, but I've never had the opportunity to meet him. I have seen him. But he's someone that I've always enjoyed and think would be very interesting to spend a few minutes with.
And would you ask him how he came up with the drink?
Oh, yeah, with the iced tea and the lemonade mixed together?
Yeah, the Arnold Palmer.
Well, I think he also added a little something else,
time
to time.
His wasn't a virgin Arnold Palmer.
No, I wasn't aware of that. All right, Tony, your turn.
Okay, I'm on
your
hot seat. I guess, you know, I really am very interested in, like, historical stuff and everything. I would probably want to dig up Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin and really just kind of sit there and ask them a whole bunch of stuff about, I mean, maybe even just simple things like, how in the world did you deal without electricity? Like, what did you do back then? How did y'all go about figuring things out? Because I'm amazed about how, you know, with less technology and all the things that we have now at our disposal, the things that they did and came up with prior to us, they were just really geniuses.
Well, yeah, I mean, we went to Pompeii. And you know, it got buried in the volcano, and it was really amazing the amount of technology that they had back then. I mean, I think about the only thing they didn't have was electricity.
I mean, it was crazy.
They
I
had all kinds of stuff,
plumbing,
don't associate with back then.
Yeah, so I guess I would do that because I'm fascinated by all that stuff and, you know, what really happened, what's true in the history books, what's a lot of stuff that kind of got, you know, fabricated or whatever. So that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. So, Buzz, tell us, for people that want to have their taxes done by the best CPA in the world, I know you focus a lot on business owners and that sort of thing. Who are the folks that you work with primarily?
I do focus mostly on business owners, and which would include the business and their personal taxes. Absolutely.
Right. So how do people get in touch with you if they would like to get in touch with you?
Well, my telephone number is 205-323-5440. My email address, the short one, is buzz@pearcebevill.com. That's PearceBevill.com.
All right. Give the phone number one more time.
It's 205-323-5440.
All right. So we want to thank Buzz for joining the show today. Buzz, the greatest CPA in the world, has joined
us.
Thank you for being here, Buzz.
It's been my pleasure. Enjoy spending time
good
with the two.
So the bad news is we're gonna ask you to come back. We're gonna force you to get back over here at some point.
Yeah.
And I would just like to offer to our listeners, if you want to figure out your retirement planning, if you're already retired or you're trying to figure out how to retire, and you've got concerns, questions, you don't know how to deal with the next market crash, you've got questions about what's the best way to take your Social Security, what should you do with your pension, should you take the lump sum, should you take the annuity, what's the best way to invest your money to replace your paycheck. You know, I say this a lot, but a diversified portfolio is not an income plan. So if your plan is just to start withdrawing money from your portfolio and you just hope the market doesn't crash or you don't get a decade like the 2000s, you may be in a world of hurt. So we've got strategies designed to address and fix all of those problems. And we've done this for hundreds of people. We know how to do it, and we think we do it pretty well. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, we will sit down with you at no cost, no obligation, completely free. And we will walk through how you make all of those decisions, and we will take your specific information and help you understand what needs to be done to make the best decisions possible. If you'd like to take advantage of that, we do ask that you've got at least $500,000 or more saved for retirement. But if so, call now, 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We will keep the lines open for the next 10 minutes. So anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes, we will sit down with you personally and help you figure out your retirement. 988-0006, that's 205-988-0006. And let me say this, for the folks that we sit down with, we may or may not be the right fit for each other. We do not end up working with everybody that comes in to go through this, but the benefit to you is that you're gonna walk away with a lot of clarity on how to answer the questions that you've got. The ways to go about it, the options that are at your disposal, and the things that need to be paid attention to. And if we decide that it makes sense for us to work together, then we will. But if not, our intention is that this will be one of the most valuable things you've ever done. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Are you retired or about to retire and concerned about whether your money's going to last? Do you worry about the volatility of the stock market? Will the next market crash derail your retirement plans? These are the concerns that our client families had when they came to see us. And that's exactly what our Retire with Freedom process solves, is to put a plan in place so that these issues do not have to be causing you concern during your retirement years. If you would like a plan like that for yourself and your family, give us a call for our no-cost, no-obligation retirement stress test. Is your retirement going to pass the test? And if not, when would you want to know? Now, while you still have time to fix it, or later when it's too late?
Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. 988-0006. Be one of the first 10 callers right now.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
And we're back. So, Tony, let's talk about some wisdom from the venerable Will Rogers.
Okay.
So this is a quote from Will Rogers.
Okay.
This is not a quote from me.
Okay. You're not Will Rogers.
You have to be careful that you don't offend anybody these days. There are three kinds of men: the one that learns by reading, the few who learn by observation, the rest of them have to pee on the electric fence for themselves.
I love that. I wish you had said that. I would have had an hour conversation with you about that.
I would have been the one you'd want to have a 1 hour conversation
or
with.
Or him, or maybe I need to talk to him.
So what's the point we're trying to make here, Tony?
Well, you know, do you really have to scrape your knees to really learn from other people's experience? I mean, and that's what we say all the time. I mean, do you really want to have a very unsuccessful retirement and make several mistakes that you don't know are going to be, or you don't realize them until 10 years down the road when
right.
it's too late to fix them? I mean, do you really want to have to experience that when all you have to do is work with someone who has been there, done that, and knows where you're headed?
Well, and you know, we say this all the time, but if your retirement is, unless you're a retirement planner as a vocation, if your vocation is something else than that, then chances are your retirement is the first one you've ever planned.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So when we do something for the first time, is it usually our very best work?
No, it's not.
What happens the first time we do stuff?
Well, there's a lot of things you don't know to ask. You
yep.
don't know what you don't know. If you do know how to ask it, it's kind of hard to quantify what's really the main thing about it. You know, who said keep the main thing the main thing? Was that Covey? I don't remember.
That might have been Stephen Covey.
I don't remember. Anyway, somebody said it. And it was really good. It's really good advice because it's
Let's
easy.
Just say we said it.
Okay, I just said that. I just now said it. But, I mean, because it's really easy when you think about such a deep, broad, and many-faceted problem, I guess, as retirement is. It's really easy to get deep in the weeds and have all these tangential thoughts and all these other things, but people can get lost in all that and forget what they're trying to figure out. The main thing they're trying to figure out is, you know, they just start talking and figuring out all this stuff, and they get analysis paralysis. I mean,
yeah.
It's just really tough.
You know, a lot of times, if they're do-it-yourselfers, you know, it's one thing to manage your money when it's growing and you're not touching it. But when you start living on it and you're trying to figure out how to make sure it doesn't run out, and you've got decisions like Social Security and pensions and health care and taxes and
kinds of stuff. Yeah.
And a lot of people think, oh, well, I got a guy or a lady that does that. I've got a broker or a banker, you know, they've got my money in some mutual funds or a portfolio or whatever. So I've got that covered. And portfolio management, you know, investing your money for you is not retirement planning. There's a lot that goes into retirement planning.
Yeah.
That goes way beyond that. You know, how do you figuring out how are you going to make that money last, replace your paycheck, those sorts of things.
So I guess peeing on the electric fence yourself might be a huge mistake.
Or letting your broker do it for you.
I want to see that.
Okay. If your broker or your banker saying, oh, don't worry, I'll pee on the electric fence for you, you might want to say,
Oh, well.
How about we just don't, and yeah. we actually work with somebody that does retirement planning.
That's right. All right,
what else has Will got for us?
Okay, the next one is the only difference between death and taxes is that death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets. So sometimes when Congress meets, it gets better. It got a little better this time, but
right.
you know, you never know. He's right about this. I mean, he said this a long time ago, I'm assuming. So,
well, even if it gets a little better, you're still going to owe taxes.
Absolutely.
And you've got to be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we had Buzz Coons on the show with us earlier. Thank you, Buzz, for joining us. He's gone on to other things.
A better place, which is back to his.
He's moved on to go get it, get his job done. So we have to think about these things. And, you know, especially for people that have large IRA or 401k balances, if they're not going to spend all that money and they're going to pass it on to their kids, what's the most tax efficient way to do that? Most people have not figured that out. And if you've got tax deferred money, how do you get money out of there in the most tax efficient way possible? You know, one of the things the new tax laws has given us the opportunity to look at are Roth conversions for people. There are people in a that are going to be in a better tax position that might enable them to do some Roth conversions that they had not might not have made sense before.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things, ability that you can take advantage of some things, and laws have changed, and they keep continuing to change. And so as everything changes in the world and the economy and everything else, you really need to work with an advisor who is keeping up with all the different changing laws.
Yeah. So if you're asking your broker or your banker, you know, hey, what about taxes? And they give you some sort of an answer like a politician running for office, then you're probably not working with a retirement planner. Because one of the things that we do is we work in conjunction with either our CPA, like Buzz, or your CPA to make sure that we're analyzing these things and that we're figuring out the most tax-efficient way to get your money back to you. You know, you've deferred all this money. Well, now you got to start taking it out, whether you want to or not. At 70 and a half, the government's going to make you. And then when the good Lord calls you home and it's time to pass the money on, those are going to be things that are going to be taxed. And so if you've got concerns around taxes and all you've got is somebody that's investing your money and you'd like to know what does tax planning look like, we're happy to sit down with you at no cost and no obligation and walk through that. We will do that for anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more saved for retirement to qualify for the free offer. But if so, we will sit down with you and walk you through exactly the process that we use to help people figure these things out. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. You will walk away with a clear understanding of all of the questions that need to be asked and answered so that you can take care of not only the most tax-efficient way to handle your savings and investments, but how are you going to replace your paycheck? What other decisions are you needing to make? What happens if we have another financial crisis? Are you overexposed to that? What if you're already retired and that happens? Is it going to ruin your retirement? We have strategies to help you address all of those things. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We do this at no cost and no obligation for anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes.
Okay, there's one more, and I think this is one I've heard many times. Will Rogers quote. Okay. That's hard to say, Will Rogers quote.
Will Rogers quote, Will Rogers, say that five times real fast.
Can't.
Will Rogers quote, Will Rogers.
See, I can't say it once.
That's hard.
All right, so let me just say the quote.
All right.
I'm not as concerned about the return on my money as I am the return of my money. So we've heard that many, many times.
Well, and you know, that dovetails into... People have forgotten what a market crash looks like.
Yeah, and when you get retired and you realize this is all the money I'm going to have, this is it.
So just think back to how unsettling 2008, 2007, 8, and 9 were. Late 07, all of 08, and 2009. You know, that was a pretty scary time, and people have forgotten about that. And in retirement, if that happens to you and you're overexposed to it, Tony, it's not good.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, here's the thing. When you're retired, and like I said, if this is all the money you're ever going to have, and you know, if you really own that and understand that, you know, being able to make your money last is way more important than how fast am I making it grow and then it goes down again, because markets give you returns and they take them back. It's like the tide going in and out and in and out.
Well, so, they don't always just take your returns back.
Yeah, and then some. And especially if you're using the money to live on. So it can be a dangerous thing.
That's the big difference that, you know, we harp on this, but unless you see the math, it's hard to really grasp. You can sit there and watch the markets go up and down, and historically they've gone up over time.
Right.
And that's fine as long as you're not touching your money. So that it's a key issue here. Once you start pulling money out, if you take too big of a hit, you've kind of got two options. Quit spending money or run out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a guarantee, but you are way more likely to be in a pickle because you're pulling money out and you need to pull money out. So you can't just sit there and wait.
Right.
And that in retirement, that is a killer if you've got too much risk in your portfolio. And Tony, what percent of people do you think that come in that think they aren't taking too much risk?
I think most of them are. A few people know that.
No. You're different question. How many people think they are not taking too much risk?
I think people think they're not taking too much risk. That's what I'm saying. I think most of them are.
I misunderstood your answer.
This is a hard question.
My bad.
The way it's worded. But yes, I think most of them think they are not. Aren't taking too much risk. And then when we analyze it, they're taking way more than they know.
Right.
And then twice or more than they're comfortable with. Twice as much as they're comfortable with.
Well, and twice as much as their plan could withstand.
Right.
Whether they're comfortable with it or not. I mean, some people are taking risks they're comfortable with, but if we see another 2008, their retirement's going to go up in smoke.
Right. And I mean, we've already seen, I mean, you know, there's 10% pullbacks all the time. And if you are pulling money out when just that happens that month, you know, if you just did it on the 5th of February or whenever it was, you know, whenever, anytime that happens, you know, I'm sorry, you just locked in a loss right there.
All right. So I'm going to make a special offer to our listeners, Tony. If you want to know how much downside you're exposed to if we see another 2008, we will show you that. We will run an analysis that will show you that at no cost and no obligation to you. And ask yourself this question. If you've got 30-40% downside in your portfolio and you think you've only got 10 or 15, and this is really common, people think, oh, I might be down 10 or 15%, and really we run the analysis and they could be down 35-40. If that's even possible, mm-hmm. when would you want to know it?
Right.
Would you want to know it now so that you can fix it, or after it's already happened and it's too late? We will do that for you free, no cost, no obligation. For everybody that calls in the next 10 minutes, 988-0006, 988-0006. We do ask that you've got $500,000 or more to qualify for this complimentary offer. But if so, I think this is an amazing opportunity for you to get some real clarity around, are you on the path you think you're on, or are you on a path that you were unaware of? 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about say what you mean, what advisors say and what they really mean. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Retire with Freedom.
Hi, this is Tad Hill, host of the Retire with Freedom radio show and the president of Freedom Financial Group. We specialize in retirement planning. So if you're retired or about to retire, give us a call. We can help you with our 5-step Retire with Freedom process, and here are the questions that it answers. Are you going to be able to retire and have your money last? How are you going to replace your paycheck with your savings and investments in a way that is secure and will last for your lifetime? How are you going to deal with the rising cost of healthcare, and are you being as tax efficient as possible? Be one of the first 10 callers right now to receive your no-cost retirement stress test. 988-0006. That's 988-0006. 988-0006.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to security and lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is Retire with Freedom with the founders of Freedom Financial Group, Tad and Tony Hill.
All right, and we're back. Tony, let's talk about saying what you mean. You know, we talk about this all the time, but it is so common that when we sit down with people, particularly if one in the couple has not been paying attention to the, and one person's been doing all the investing or working with their broker or banker or whoever, and the other person really hasn't paid attention to it, and they feel like that this is a topic that's, you know, somehow you have to be a brain surgeon to understand.
Right.
And then to compound that problem, the people that they're working with don't speak in plain language.
Right. Yeah.
So
they're using financial speak. Yeah,
tell us some of the things that might fall into that category.
Okay. So if your advisor says, we've experienced a significant market correction this month, what they really mean is your portfolio lost money.
Yeah. You just lost money. Yeah, that's what they're really meaning. All right, give us another one.
We're forecasting a significant upside potential for this stock. This is a scary one.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they're that so think about it, they're taunting, or what do you call it? Touting.
Touting. There
they're
you go.
Touting a position, a particular stock. That means our firm has taken a large position in this stock, and I need to sell my quota of this. So, I mean, that's very dangerous, and that's, you know, that's not a fiduciary thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, a lot of these big brokerage firms and banks, you know, they have positions that they have taken in different investments.
Right.
And so now it's in their inventory.
Right. I mean, and
they don't want to have all that inventory.
And like I've said before, too, it's like sometimes you can look at different warehouses, different banks, and you look at the holdings and then you know where they have their money.
Yeah.
Without even knowing the name of the place. You can go, oh, you've got this stock and that fund and that fund. You must be with this.
Well, I mean, if anybody watched the Goldman Sachs hearings where they were talking about, basically they took this huge position and they didn't think it was going to do well, so they were hedging their losses by selling it to their clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that that's what's happening to you as a listener, but it's a thing to be conscious of.
Yeah. So here's the last one.
All right.
Your portfolio has a very high alpha, and I'm worried about your potential for reverse dollar cost averaging once you start taking your RMDs. And some people don't even know what RMDs are, but you know, that's...
Well, or reverse dollar cost averaging, right?
Right, right. People have heard of dollar cost averaging some.
Right. So translate that for us.
Okay, so you may just tell you just what... Okay, so what they mean is, this is their sarcastic answer, but then I'll explain it. If I make this sound like rocket science, maybe you'll give up, let me manage all your money, and help me make my Tesla payment this month. But really what that means is that the reverse dollar cost averaging is what we were talking about earlier. When the market's down and you're pulling money out, you could lose more money than the market is even down, and you could literally get upside down very quickly. That is a thing, but just I don't really believe that they should be saying
wait,
that.
Wait, say that. Read the saying again.
You mean the actual saying?
What they meant? The broker speak, yeah.
The broker speak was, your portfolio has a very high alpha, and I'm worried about your potential for reverse dollar cost averaging once you start your RMDs. Okay, there you go.
All right, so you know, how often do you have people come in here, and after we've sat down with them for our first visit, one of them says to you, this is the first time I felt like I was going to be able to understand this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I just said this earlier when Buzz was on. I mean, people that really know what they're talking about and what they're doing can make the complicated simple for anybody to understand. I mean, a lot of times folks say this is the best. I mean, I feel so good every time I'm here and we understand everything. I mean, you know, this is a great thing that we're understanding. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, the smoke is cleared.
It's not as complicated as people, as, you know, your average broker and banker try to make it sound. It's there are aspects of it that are complicated, but it's very easy to understand the ins and outs and the pros and cons of different choices.
If you take the time. So that's the other piece of it. I feel like, you know, they also say, you know, I'm just that guy, I rush in, I rush out. You know, we don't talk about that much. We maybe have, you know, so much time. And so some of them, they're just probably thinking, I know more about this than they do. I'm just going to talk in my jargon. Because it takes more time, more patience, and a lot more effort to communicate complex topics in a simplistic way that people can understand.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time at our whiteboard.
Yeah, educating.
Yeah. Drawing pictures, frankly. Mm-hmm. right?
Right.
I mean, we spend a lot of time explaining concepts so that people can make educated decisions, and that we've gone through and said, listen, we're trying to solve for X.
Right.
You know, we're trying to generate the income that you're going to need over and above your Social Security and your pension.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have a pension, you know, just over and above your Social Security. Or we're trying to make a decision about what's the best way to take Social Security or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here are all the ways we can do that. Here are the pros and cons. Not, oh, hey, this is, you know, this is what I... our product of the week or our investment of the week or whatever, let me tell you how great it is.
Right.
Here are all the ways we can solve this problem. Here are the pros and cons of doing it these different ways. And how is the best way to do it for you? And we have opinions, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
We do this all day, every day.
Right.
We certainly have our opinions about the best way to do things for a certain person.
Right.
It's not like we think the best way to solve this problem is to always do it this way.
Right.
I was having a conversation with Sean here in the office about one of the families that's a client of ours, and they're trying to figure out, they're helping their son buy a house, and should he put down X percentage or a smaller percentage? And I won't get into the details, but I said, you know, 9 times out of 10, I would say do this.
Right.
But because of these other factors that are going on in his life, I think I would do this other thing that I would probably only do 1 time out of 10.
Right.
So we have opinions, but the point is helping them understand the pros and cons,
right,
and what their choices are.
And that the advice is customized. I mean, it's literally, we're not just saying, okay, this is what we always do. If we're making this decision about Social Security, we always do it this way. Or we're trying to make a pension decision, this is our, you know.
Yeah,
our
roll
default.
It out so that we'll get paid on it.
Yeah. Well,
I had a meeting last week. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine.
I had a meeting last week, where she was strongly considering rolling out her pension, but she doesn't have any children, right? So, because a lot of times rolling out a pension, it's a big deal to people because if they die early, they want the money left for their kids. But
right.
She doesn't have any kids. And I started looking at the ratios, and I'm like, listen, I can't take that money and invest it and generate the same amount of income that your annuity is going to give you from your pension payment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be great for me if we rolled it out. I mean, that's how we earn our money, right? We
right.
help people manage their investments and all that stuff. But this isn't the best thing to do.
Right. And that's the point, Todd. I mean, the whole thing is customized and individualized.
And we're explaining their options.
Right.
So if that sounds like the kind of advisor you've been hoping for and you haven't been able to find, come find out if we're it. Are we all talk? Are we all hat and no cattle?
like Will Rogers? No.
Or are we actually, do we walk our talk? Is it possible that this is what you've been looking for? Somebody that puts your interests first, explains your options, tells you the pros and cons. You walk in understanding the benefits and the drawbacks to whatever you're going to do. Is it possible that somebody like that actually exists? We're willing to sit down with you face to face, invest our time helping you understand what you need to be doing for your retirement. It will not cost you a dime to do this. If you would like to take advantage of that visit, it's a visit that we're offering where we sit down face to face and really walk through your specifics. Anybody that calls in the next 10 minutes, we will do that. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We are happy to sit down and help you determine, are these the people I've been looking for? Are they the ones that can help me figure out when can I retire? How do I make my money last? Is it going to work? Am I going to be able to do it without worrying about it? I can't promise you that you'll feel that way, but I can tell you that that's what we've dedicated our careers to, is helping you feel that way. So if you would like to find out if that's possible, call now. 988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. We are more than happy to help you sit down and figure this out. 988-0006.
You've been listening to Retire with Freedom.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Freedom Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.